1600 WWR with Reddy Bishop and Sabrina Lamb. Partly sunny conditions today. Highs about 40 degrees.
Imran Anwar is a noted Pakistani journalist, commentator, and expert analyst, offering a critical analysis of the conflict between Pakistan and India, as well as the U.S. quest for Osama bin Laden. And we have the pleasure of welcoming you back to the morning show. Good morning, Imran.
Good morning, and thank you for having me again.
It is great to have you, Imran. You know, Mahatma Gandhi hoped that after the battle with the British, there would be one nation. Then he saw the separation. That division continues into today. This issue between Pakistan, India, the Kashmir, could you give our listeners a brief synopsis of what we are dealing with?
Absolutely. This is a region which has about one-sixth of the world's population living there. India used to be ruled by the British. There is a Hindu majority in that country. And when the Muslims felt that they would be persecuted, they asked for a separate homeland. Pakistan was created out of that, out of Muslim majority areas.
Mm-hmm.
Kashmir was a Muslim majority area with almost 90% Muslim population, if not more. But the governor of the state decided to join India, and that is where the conflict began about 50-55 years ago. And these countries have fought three wars over this matter, but to this day the problem has not been solved. Many UN resolutions have been passed. And that is why there is a freedom movement underway there. One country's freedom fighters are another's terrorists, mm-hmm. obviously. And the problem is that because the West and the rest of the world has not paid attention to UN resolutions for 50 years, there is a sense of frustration there, saying that if we had oil, for example, and UN resolutions had been passed, we would have had the solution right away. Or if the U.S. were involved, for example, then bombings would have begun on India, for example. Problem now is that India obviously feels there would be a loss of face if they walked away from Kashmir. Pakistan feels that we have to do the right thing, which is that the Kashmiris should be given the right to choose, which India refuses to do. That's the root of the conflict right now.
Imran, talk about the circumstance that occurred a couple of weeks ago that led to the present-day escalation.
That's a great question, because the fight actually, the conflict has been going on for 50 years, and over the last few years, as the population has felt frustrated, the freedom-fighting groups that used to target just the military, for example, the Indian military that is occupying Kashmir, they have become more radical. I mean, they have had divisions among themselves, much like you had in the IRA in the past, when you had some more radical groups that were willing to do anything and kill British people as opposed to British soldiers. The same thing has basically happened in Kashmir. So there are some groups that are very radical and very violent, for example. Now, as far as them targeting legitimate military Indian targets within Kashmir, I think Pakistan supports that. Pakistan may not admit to giving them actual military and financial aid directly, but indirectly, obviously, your enemy's enemy is your friend, and obviously, if the people are doing something that you feel was right in the first place, you will support them. However, the radical groups have gotten a little out of hand, because these are also groups that have been involved with Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and training camps there, etc. Many of them are actually people that were trained by the U.S. and the Pakistanis to fight the Russians. And once that fight was over, they've had a taste of victory against a superpower there. So India is not even as big a superpower as Russia was. So they have become more radical and more extreme. And obviously, the latest thing they did was an attack on the Indian Parliament building, which would be like somebody attacking the U.S. Congress building.
Mm-hmm.
And 11 people were killed, I think several of them, the actual bomb, the attackers themselves.
It's interesting that you mentioned the question of the so-called terrorists operating out of Pakistan, because one wonders if they are not taking advantage of this alliance between Pakistan and the United States as bolstering their chances to evade retribution in striking at this time.
That's what they might think, and that's a good point. The only concern is that they actually feel that the Pakistani government sold out to the Americans, because they feel that the people in Afghanistan had a just cause, basically, that the Taliban were the true fighters who fought off the Russians, and they were bringing true Islam there, which is obviously their version of 1500 years old. The Kashmiri people obviously feel jaded and left out again, feeling, well, again, you know, UN resolutions were passed, you know, at 8 in the morning, and, you know, 2 days later we're bombing Afghanistan to kill the Taliban, but our UN resolutions have been sitting there for 50 years. The Palestinian resolutions, the UN resolutions on Palestine have been sitting there for 50 years, and the US, instead of supporting them, vetoes them every time. So there's this growing sense of frustration in the Muslim world, in Kashmir, in Palestine, and we in the US are becoming targets of these people now, even as US citizens, because of US foreign policy or US unfair or biased policy.
WWRL, our guest this morning is Imran Anwar, who is a noted journalist.
Imran, talk about, okay, some of our listeners may be listening to this discussion and saying, well, why should we care about, you know, what the Pakistanis are doing to the Indians or vice versa? You talk about, or you warn, rather, the serious nuclear catastrophe that we are at risk. Talk about that.
Excellent
and why
question.
We should, and why should we care?
That's a great question because of two basic facts of life. One is that we should care because America is the only sole remaining superpower. America stands for truth and justice and the comics, I guess. And the fact of the matter is we have gone out. Why do we care about Israel? Because we try to do the right thing by an ally of the U.S. So we shouldn't care if the Israelis are wiped out by the Arab countries there because, you know, there's, we don't have much direct involvement there. It doesn't really impact us the same way. We shouldn't care what's happening in Africa, etc. We haven't done a lot in Africa, but again, we should do the right thing. Mm-hmm. So that's the first reason. You have to do the right thing because if we're the sole surviving superpower, it's our responsibility to ensure the world is a good place to live. The second problem is more selfish, quite frankly. It is that in the past, 20 countries in the world could be having wars and we could enjoy our 9-to-5 days and our rights and our air-conditioned or heated cars, etc. Now the problem is the following. India and Pakistan are both nuclear powers. They both have nuclear controls. They both have their hand on their weapons, and nobody's going to literally walk in and steal one of these weapons with any ease.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens if a war starts. Pakistan is a country one-tenth the size of India. It cannot afford to have India come in and bomb nuclear or conventional its nuclear facilities. So it will have to move its weapons around just to ensure that all the eggs, so to speak, are not in one basket. When you move things like that around, it becomes harder to track them. It also increases the risk of either somebody hijacking them,
mm-hmm.
or a soldier or somebody else in the group saying, listen, this is not a just, we are being victimized and attacked. It's time that I became a soldier of God, for example.
There is also the real possibility of an actual accident taking place with devastating consequences.
Right. And again, that would still be a local problem. And we could afford to say, oh, well, what happened? So if Tokyo was bombed or if Hiroshima or Nagasaki were bombed with nuclear weapons, it didn't really affect the air above New York City. However, if the war breaks out, then all-out confusion breaks out. That means any one or more of these weapons could find their way into the hands even easily. Somebody might even say, here's one for you to use down the road. We Pakistanis are under attack. We don't know if we'll survive or not, but you go and do something with this weapon. And if that finds its way onto the streets of New York City or Washington, D.C. or anywhere else, then we will very much care. And I think that is an avoidable thing if we do the right thing right now.
Imran Anwar, as always, elucidating. Thank you so much for the information. This is the situation between Pakistan and India that could turn into a quagmire, a major problem for the world. We just want to remind our listeners of your website.
www.imran.com. That's I-M-R-A-N, Imran.com.
We've been speaking with Imran Anwar, noted Pakistani journalist, commentator, and expert analyst, and one of our noted experts and contributors to The Morning Show. We thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays, Imran.
Thank you, and a happy new year to you.
Cheers, my friend.